welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Hey, welcome back.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platforms, head on over to Patreon. We do this every Tuesday.
Oh, it's one of these. Hey, get over there. And this next one comes from far_fan_1198. And the title is, You Stretch Out Your Ex With Your New Monster Cock. And the tags are male on female, revenge, pussy stretching, face fucking, bulging throat in pussy, giant titty fuck, second person POV, you're the main character.
Yay!
Fun. Also, bulging throat in pussy.
Yeah.
Scary.
Bulging.
You stand at the crossroad with a jar in hand. Orange light shifts to a deeper red in the sky. It is right before nightfall. You take a breath and look back to where you parked your car. You could still go home, but what was home right now? Your girl cheated. Worse, you had gotten photos of the cheating. Airdropped in error by your girlfriend. Worse still, she cheated with a big cock. It was something like 9 inches, and you could see a bump in her stomach in the photos where he was all the way in.
Oh my God.
I know. What the fuck? Even worse, it was thick, like a Red Bull can. Okay, Red Bull cans are not that thick.
No. I mean, I guess it depends. Is it a 20 ounce or is it an 8.4 ounce?
That's true. I was going to say, I feel like it should be more like a monster can, a nice 16 ouncer.
Yeah.
How do you handle things after that? She never complained about your cock, and she was plenty tight. Maybe she was a closet size queen. It didn't matter. It did matter to you, though. This was so humiliating. You imagine how she must have moaned while being fucked and would have shouted, "You are way bigger than my boyfriend." That last bit was just in your head, but it felt true. You exhale and look at the jar, a $1,000 impulse buy. Inside is a single bone, a leg bone of a black cat.
What the fuck?
What's happening? The date on the jar fell more than 13 years ago. This was the main ingredient to this crazy idea. The next step is to forsake the name of God.
Is this witchcraft? What's happening?
Yeah, what is going on? Hey, God, you say, fuck you, buddy.
All right, God. Jesus.
On God. Wonderful, a voice says in the dark. Is that for me? You turn around and look. She is about 5'8", slim waist wrapped in a black corset. She has long golden hair, not blonde, but golden. Around her neck is a black leather choker. Her tits are like swollen cantaloupes, pushed together like risen bread, with deep cleavage pressing into her slender neck. Her hips were wide with a butt that looked rounder and fuller than Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's why I found this one, because I don't know why I searched Meg Thee Stallion.
That's so funny.
I think it was after our Zoe Kravitz episode.
You're like, what other celebrities can I find in here?
Yeah.
She smiles with bimbo lips and starry eyes. Hi, you say, and hold out the jar. Thank you. She takes the jar and then friction juggles it in her hands, spinning it through the air and then poof. Whoa, like a magician, you say, and immediately regret it. Yeah, because that sounds fucking stupid. Whoa, like a magician. Well, yeah, she says, I'm a demon. Right, I knew that. You gulp and then give your name. I'm Rumble, she says. Are you staring at my tits? No, you say automatically. Why not? She pouts. Not big enough? You hear the leather of her corset stretch and see her chest swell. Her ditch of cleavage expands into a valley. Two laces bust at the top of her corset. Your eyes are glued to her chest. Good boy, she says and bites her lip, then asks, so what do you want to trade your soul for? Your eyes are still staring. She just pumped her tits to watermelons as though it were as casual as opening an umbrella. You feel your cock grow hard. I doubt you want to use your soul for one fuck, she says, moving towards you and gently caressing your cheek, urging you to face her eyes. You feel your cock twitch at her touch. I want revenge, you reply. Murder, she asks. No, I want my girlfriend, soon to be ex-girlfriend. You pause at the thought. I want her pussy to be stretched out so that no one would think of her as tight. Okay.
Oh my God. Just ask for a bigger dick.
Yeah, you pussy. Wow, Rumble says, and then caresses one of her massive tits with her right hand. That is pretty specific in its malice. I doubt she was doing a bad job of dish cleaning. If I were to work backward, your soon-to-be ex-girlfriend cheated on you with a guy with a big dick, or at least bigger than yours. You feel your erection fold, something like that, you reply. So you want her pussy to be stretched out so she won't ever feel fulfilled by another man. Rumble starts rubbing her left tit with her other hand. Decent punishment fits the crime wish, but I think you could sweeten the deal for yourself. You blink. What do you mean? You ask. Well, as satisfying as it is to know her tight pussy will be permanently stretched, she starts using her hands to bounce her tits up and down as she speaks.
What a weirdo.
I know, she's just like, Yeah. You are rock hard as she speaks. Do you mean, like, make me bigger? Yeah, why wouldn't you fucking ask that in the first place?
Because he doesn't want to be happy. He wants his ex to be miserable, and that'll make him happy.
Stupid man. Not just bigger, she shimmies her tits from side to side, her face looking eager, but a huge fucking monster cock. Dread in length, girth master thick, and prepared to stretch out your ex. Damn.
Girth master, though? Ah, scary.
Yeah. It's like,
no, thank you.
Abnormally huge.
He's like in a Walla bottle.
Literally. You consider her words. You're trying to think of what she means, but are distracted by the thought of having a porno-sized cock. I can tell you like the idea. I can see you like it too. Your dick is hard, she says, moving closer. Before you comprehend what she is doing, you feel your pants drop down and your hard cock in the air. Not bad. She hovers her fingers around your cock, maybe gently grazing the skin, but not consistently touching. You have never felt this hard before. You look down and see your cock at its hardest. Not porno big, but slightly bigger than normal. This is your max potential, she says, and finally wraps her fingers, decorated with black acrylic nails, around your cock. This is the biggest you could possibly get through just arousal. She starts stroking you up and down, fast, slow, slow, fast, 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 and slow. You feel like your cock will explode. You look toward the demoness, and she is bouncing her watermelon-sized tits up and down and flashing her tongue. Okay, freak.
She's still bouncing her titties around?
I know.
Good Lord.
She's really feeling herself tonight. You feel her hand speed up, her hand lubed with pre-cum. You feel 5 ejaculations rip from your penis. 5? What the fuck?
I think they mean 5 spurts.
That would make more sense.
5 ejaculations, though? That's funny.
I'm like, how? Back to back? Just one after the other. You see them blast a spray pattern 6 feet away in the ditch dirt. Okay, 6 feet away. That's crazy.
A long ways away.
That is.
That's some distance.
Okay, Spider-Man. You have never come so hard before. Good boy, she says, and straightens her tits back into its overfilled corset cup. I feel empty, you say, your cock going flaccid. I am so flattered, she says, and gives a cute smile. Well, this was the last time, she says, still smiling. Last time, you say nervously. The last time you come with a cock that small, she wraps her fingers around your flaccid cock and squeezes. The next time you come, it will be from a monster cock, thicker than a wine bottle, cervix punching length. Jesus.
No one's going to want to fuck you.
No.
That's horrible.
That is absolutely awful. You are too spent to get hard, but you feel aroused by what she is saying. You do want that. You don't want to fuck a chick. You want to stretch her out. Say it, she says. Say you trade your soul for a monster cock and a little revenge. You swallow and say, I do. Deal, she says maniacally with extra starry eyes. She knocks you to the ground, holding your cock like an anchor for your body. She puts you on the ground and plants her feet on your pelvis. She has a white knuckle grip on your cock. She pulls. Oh, fuck, you scream in pain. Is she about to rip your dick off? What kind of genie twist was this? Don't worry, she says, pulling with both hands, crouching low, the V of her arms propping up a ludicrously giant chest. It's magic. You won't get hurt. Too much. She says more to explain next steps, but you feel like you're taffy at a dick ripping off machine. All the pain, but no end in sight. Just painful stretching. Oh, that kind of genie wish. You look down and thankfully only see her tits, the view of the stretching penis.
Ew, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah. And there, she says, and lets go. You feel your cock snap back like a tape measure. It's normal, I promise, she says with glee. This is my second most favorite part. She gently rolls out your purple and red cock, still flaccid. You can't discern the length. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. She then proceeds to start crushing your cock between her hands. Fuck, why?
Oh God. Yeah, why?
Do you want to just poke a cervix or do you want to stretch that pussy? She crushes up and down your cock like hands racing to the top of a baseball bat. Girth, babe. You need girth to ruin a girl. You never imagined you would feel this much pain radiating from your groin. Now, another stretch. She grips your cock and begins floating upside down, feet first into the sky and pulling you up. It hurts twice as much as before. She starts grabbing you hard and pulling you up like a rope. Are you rope length? Okay, almost. She stretches to the limit, goes a little slack, and then yanks with all her might. You feel a popping sound like joint crackling. Fuck, you say as a painful moan. She lets go and your cock snaps back. You look down and see a bruised purple cockhead sitting flush against your pubic skin.
That's disgusting. Also, I like that she just flies upside down to pull it.
She's like, woo!
She's partying.
Yeah, she is. It's smaller. No, it's healing, she says sweetly and deflates her tits to about a D cup, then flips into a handstand. And I can help it heal faster. She's just flipping around.
She is.
Woo! It's healing. Woo!
She seems like a lot.
Yeah, she does. A real hoot. Before you can ask, she hand walks over your cock, then lowers her mouth over your cockhead. The swirl of her tongue hurts at first due to your sensitive skin, but her tongue and saliva seem to have a healing property. Soon you feel a lot better, and her mouth is proving to be very talented. You start to feel hard. You don't feel any pain. You look at her, now floating with your hardening cock in her mouth, her tits smaller, relatively, and her neck looking long and sexy. You feel very hard, but it's getting harder. You see the outline of your cock sliding up her throat. Whoa, you say as the outline bulges. You hear her say in a very muffled voice, it's so big. Her throat is full of cock and bulging thicker and thicker. The black choker around her neck snaps from the pressure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's scary. This is scary. That's a nightmare.
No one's gonna suck your dick.
Nobody. It's not even gonna fit in their mouths. It only fits in hers because she's a daemon. When you feel you have reached your apex, she starts to float up and allows your cock to slide out. She gasps for air as the head of your cock slides out. Your jaw drops, thicker than Girthmaster, longer than Dread. Your cock. You are turned on by your own cock, and you swell a little bit bigger. That's a huge dick, the demon says, falling to her knees and sliding her tongue up the side. I got you all reeved up with this monster cock. Despite the load still drying in the dirt, you do feel like another load has swollen your balls. Let's take care of this, she says. Wanna fuck my tits? Yes, no hesitation. Her tits begin to swell, quickly reaching their watermelon size before exploding out of the corset cups and swinging around your cock with a smacking sound, bigger than beach balls and not remotely saggy.
Oh my God.
That's like scary.
Yeah. Ugh.
Come all over these tits. I want you to give them glaze. You watch her lift and bounce her tits around your cock, feeling a pull at your groin. Your cock is swelling. How are you so fucking huge? She claps her tits and sticks out her tongue, eager for cum. You answer her eagerness. The feeling from your last orgasm is felt again, but tenfold. You ejaculate 13 times.
Jesus Christ.
Each ejaculation is a long, thick rope of cum. Within 30 seconds, you cum a bucket of cum on her face, which rolls into her valley of cleavage, forming a lake. A lake.
It's too much.
Yeah, this is excessive. Nice cum shot, bro, she says and starts licking all the cum off her body with her now elongated tongue. This is nightmare fuel. She's like,
it is.
I feel so empty, but it's spelled like empty. I feel so empty.
I feel so empty. So empty.
I think I am missing some blood. Your body probably needed to use a few pints for your monster cock. You watch as your cock goes flaccid. You stop feeling lightheaded. Even soft, it is twice the size as it was just an hour ago. You happy? You get up and try to figure out how to fit your cock into your pants. Very, thank you. Good boy, she says, her tits licked clean and back to a size that could fit comfortably in her clothes. Don't forget, you get a little bonus when you fuck your ex. As soon as you are inside her and she says, you're stretching me out, it will start. Oh my God.
Oh no, what's going to happen?
I know. You feel your jeans tighten as you harden at the thought of ruining your girlfriend's pussy. What if she doesn't say that, you ask? Have you seen your cock? She'll say it, she winks. Oh, and by the way, I did this more for me, but your cum tastes like Skittles now. You have a wonderful cock. Yeah, exciting. Look over there. She points in the dark. You look. Nothing. You look back and she disappeared. The deal was sealed with a bucket of cum. She's like,
she was like, look over there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Bye. The reality of what you had done sinks in. You had promised your eternal soul for a big cock and a revenge plot. You start to feel foolish, but as you take a step back to your car, you hear your cock smack your leg from inside of your jeans. It was a loud clap. You made the right choice. Now to stretch your girlfriend's pussy out. When you get home, she is taking off her makeup. You aren't certain, but based on her subtle smile, you are sure she just got back from a good fuck. You think of the photo of her pussy lips gripped around the Red Bull can thick cock. You are easily twice as thick. You feel your cock shift. Not hard yet, but swelling a bit from excitement. Hey, hun, how are you? She asks as she finishes her removal. Well, I have a surprise for you, you say, a grin spreading across your face. Oh, yeah? What is it? She asks and sits on the sofa. She is wearing a short satin robe and nothing else. Her red curls are held back by an elastic headband. Her face is fresh and clean, and her bright blue eyes widen with anticipation. So I did a thing, you struggle to explain, and now I have a big dick. Huh, she says, looking down at your baggy jeans.
Ha, cool.
Truly. Listen, if you want to do this fantasy, I'll act like you have a big cock, but you know I am satisfied with your cock size, she replies, the lie at the end reaffirming your goal. I'll act like you have a big cock. Ouch.
She's like, we can play pretend.
Yeah. Look, you pull your pants down. You watch her expression as her mind explodes. That's a huge cock. She looks to your face and then back to your cock. Why is it so big right now? She says, subconsciously spreading her legs. Magic, you say bluntly. Want to take it? Fuck yes, she says, and lightly touches the head of the monster cock with her fingers. Oh my God, she says as she gently strokes your cock with both hands. It feels real. It is real, you say, and notice her face again. She needs a face fuck. Suck me, you ask, your cock starting to get hard and swelling larger. I don't know if I can, she says while edging her mouth closer to your cock's head. Just try, you say. I guess I can her lips stretch and widen as she extends her jaw. Oh my God. The visual and the feel of her tongue against your cock make you reach full hardness. You push in. You feel her tongue flatten down and then press against the back of your throat. Rumble could swallow your throbbing cock, but your girlfriend is only human. She wraps her hands around your cock. Her fingers can't touch, and even with her hands stacked, there was still so much bare cock. You put your hand on the back of her head and push deeper in, trying to break the barrier between mouth and throat. She swallows, and you make it further in, and she's gagging. You got 10 good thrusts, and she pushes you away. Oh, wow, she says while rubbing the sides of her face. I think you almost gave me lockjaw. Fuck, your cock is gigantic. Her throat had gotten you at your hardest, swollen, throbbing, ready to be used. I want to be inside you, you say, in motion toward the bedroom. Yes, but one sec, just thinking about it, she says, and rather than contemplate, she imagines sucking your huge cock and starts rubbing her clit until she comes. Oh, fuck, sorry, was getting really worked up, she says while standing, dropping her robe, and then walking to the bed. You remove your clothes, full, and follow her, your monster cock stiffly bobbing as you walk. Oh my God, she says as she stretches out her legs in a near split. She then positions her hands around her pussy and stretches the skin adjacent to her pussy lips, making a slightly larger opening for her very tight pussy. She does it with a quickness and thoughtfulness that reminds you of how many times she had cheated on you with a guy with a big dick. She has such a tight pussy. Why would she need such a big cock inside of her? It didn't matter now. You were about to make her tight pussy past tense.
Ooh.
Yeah, get her. You kneel on the bed and graze her pussy with your massive cock. Did you take your pill today? You ask, posing to slide in. Yes, baby, she says in her sexy voice. You can come in my pussy. Here we go. Here we go, you say as you start to apply force behind your cock to get into her. She draws her legs back into the air as you start to penetrate. She has never felt such a huge cock. You are bigger than the biggest dildo she owns. Oh, baby, she moans and then screams when your head finally enters her vagina. She has always felt tight to you, but now she was grippy. You push further in as she moans. You take it slow. As such, the whole insertion took about 10 minutes. You stop upon hitting her cervix, then press a little more. I'm coming. Holy fuck, I'm coming. She shouts as you look down. You are a little more than halfway in. You slide in and out slowly, occasionally poking your cervix. She splits between screaming and moaning. You go faster, and she starts to come repeatedly. You go faster. She comes faster. You feel it. Your balls swell, and you feel your cock engorge, preparing to pump her full of cum. Before a single ejaculation can make its way out, she says the magic words. You're stretching me out, she screams. Your feeling of ejaculation isn't stopped, but it's paused. You thrust faster and faster, feeling the pull behind your groin like you normally do before coming, but you can't come. You look down and see your cock thickening. Oh, wow. Oh, baby, you're stretching me out, she says before announcing another orgasm.
Is it gonna get so big that she dies?
I know. I was like, is it going to split her in half? You find that your speed slows and it becomes more difficult to slide out of her. You could see a bulge pushing up into her stomach, growing larger by the second. Oh, baby, baby, too big. You're too big, says the defeated size queen. Pull some out. I'm trying to, but you're so tight. I'm so tight. Don't blame your magic cock on my pussy. Ow, fuck. You're stretching me out.
Stop saying that.
I know, please, for the love of God. She ends her sentence with another orgasm. You struggle to pull out. Your cock swells wider, her belly distending. Oh, Jesus. She would be writhing in pain if not for the firecracker sets of orgasms she has between screams. This is it. This is stretching her out. Her screaming, "You're too fucking big. Please come," makes you realize how much this was using her up. You give up on pulling out and try to focus on coming. You see her shaking in orgasmic bliss as your lamp post thick cock becomes so erect and powerful you lift her off the bed with just the force of your erection. Jesus Christ, he's lifting her with his dick?
His lamp post sized dick. That's insane.
That's crazy. You feel like you're going to rip her in half when she cries, "You've ruined my pussy." You feel your balls quake and then you ejaculate. You are still stuck. You ejaculate again. She slides up a bit. And by the third ejaculation, the pressure builds to a point that you can push out. There's a smacking sound of cum and pussy cream. Ew.
Ew.
You launch 10 more ejaculations, thick ropes of cum splashing across her face and body, her stomach still looking a bit distended and maybe a bit bruised. By the time you are finished, she is covered from eyes to tits in a thick sheet of cum. Oh my God, she says, not moving. Your cock starts to become flaccid and shrinks from the pussy-breaking titan of a cock back to your regular monster. How you feeling? You ask, putting your clothes back on, again fumbling as you try to put your massive cock away. My pussy feels funny. It's not snapping back. Weird, you say, heading out the door, almost as weird as the photos you airdropped me of some other guy's dick in you. Yeah.
Boom. Got her.
Got her. You can see her shocked expression through the layers of cum and chuckle. Good luck, you say and leave, your cock making a drum beat against your leg. Oh, you have a little exit song.
Good Lord.
Wow, what a story. Somebody said part two. What do you want part two for? You freak.
Her funeral, maybe?
Yeah. And this next one comes from Boots and Puss. And the title is, I got used by two strangers in a gas station bathroom. Female 50, male 25, male 38. Risky strangers cum-filled threesome. Female 50.
My God, cougar. Hey, rawr.
Sometimes the nights get really lonely, so last weekend, I couldn't sleep again. I threw on a thin white tank top with no bra and some loose pink sleep shorts and drove to the 24-hour gas station a couple miles away just for some snacks and a soda. I really had to pee, too. The store was completely dead except for two guys standing by the drinks cooler. The younger one looked about 25, tall with messy dark hair and a tight black t-shirt that showed off his arms. The older one was probably late 30s, shorter but solid, with a short beard and that calm, confident look. They both glanced at me when I walked in. I felt their eyes on my body, and I don't know, something warm stirred between my legs. I told myself I was just imagining it and hurried to the single bathroom in the back. I finished, washed my hands, and opened the door to leave. That's when the younger guy was suddenly right there, leaning in the doorway with this slow smile. "Hey," he said softly, his voice low and smooth. That would scare the fuck out of me.
"Hey."
Right outside the bathroom door. You guys are the only ones in the store?
Yeah.
I'd say, "Please." Before I could step past him, the older one slipped in behind me from the hallway and reached over to lock the door with a quiet click. Yeah, absolutely not.
No.
Nightmare. My heart started hammering so hard I could feel it in my throat. "What are you doing?" I whispered, but my voice came out all breathy and weak. I should have been scared, right? A 50-year-old divorced woman alone with two strangers in a dirty gas station bathroom. But instead, my nipples got hard and I felt myself getting so wet. The younger one stepped closer until I was trapped between them. "You look like you might want some company tonight," he murmured, his eyes dropping straight to my tits. The older guy pressed up against my back, his hands sliding around my waist. He whispered right by my ear, "We'll stop if you say so, but I don't think you want us to." I didn't say stop. The younger guy leaned in and kissed me hard, his tongue pushing into my mouth, while the older one's hand moved up under my tank top and squeezed my bare breasts. I moaned into the kiss like a desperate slut. Then I felt fingers tugging my shorts and panties down my legs in one quick motion. The older guy's thick fingers slid between my thighs, and he groaned when he felt how soaked my pussy already was. "Fuck, she's dripping wet," he told his friend, like I wasn't even there. He pushed two fingers straight inside me, curling them just right against my G-spot while the younger one pulled his cock out. It was so hard and thick. I dropped to my knees without thinking and took him in my mouth, sucking him deep and sloppy, drool running down my chin.
Wow, they picked the right woman for this.
Yeah, they did. What if she didn't want this at all? But she was like, "Yeah, I'm down as fuck."
Hell yeah.
Good for them. "You're such a good little slut for us," the younger one breathed, his hand gently in my hair. A sexy 50-year-old divorced mom sucking cock in a gas station bathroom. That's so fucking hot.
How do they know that about her?
Yeah, how do you know I'm 50? How do you know I'm divorced? Do I look like that?
He said, "You just have that look about you."
Yeah. He's like, "I just know." The older guy kept fingering me faster from behind, his other hand holding my hip. I came hard the first time, shaking and whimpering around the cock in my mouth, my pussy clenching tight around his fingers. They didn't let me catch my breath. They lifted me up onto the sink, my back against the cold mirror. The younger one stepped between my legs first and pushed his cock inside me in one deep thrust. Oh my God, I gasped. He felt so good. He started fucking me right away, deep and fast. The sound of his hips slapping against me echoing in the tiny room. "She's so fucking tight," he groaned to the older guy. "Her pussy is gripping me like crazy, even at her age."
Oh my God, at her big age.
Yeah, you didn't need to add that, but okay. I came again within a minute, my legs wrapping around him, biting my lips so I wouldn't scream. Then they switched. The older guy slid into me next, even deeper, fucking me slower but harder. One hand covered my mouth while he whispered right against my ear. "That's it, baby. Take my cock. You love being used by two strangers, don't you? Divorced pussy getting fucked raw in a public bathroom."
Wow, she's catching strays. They're being mean.
Yeah, they're like, "We're really gonna hammer this home."
Oh, you're divorced? That sucks.
And you're a mom and you're 50. The younger one stood right there jerking his cock and playing with my tits, pinching my nipples. I came a third time, my whole body trembling, tears in my eyes from how intense it felt. Finally, the older guy buried himself deep and came inside me with a low groan, pumping hot, thick spurts into my pussy. The younger one pulled me off the sink, turned me around and bent me over it and fucked me from behind until he exploded too, filling me up even more. When they pulled out, I could feel their cum leaking down my thighs. My legs were so shaky I could barely stand. The younger one kissed me softly and said, "You're the hottest fucking woman we've ever met." The older one just smiled and unlocked the door. I walked out of that bathroom on wobbly legs, cum still dripping down my inner thighs, and bought my snacks like nothing happened. They were gone by the time I left. I drove home with their load still inside me.
Ew.
I know. Feeling used and dirty and more turned on than I've been in years. Every time I think about it now, my pussy gets wet all over again. I'm 50, divorced, and I just got fucked by two strangers in a gas station bathroom, and I already want to do it again. God, what is wrong with me? Or maybe nothing is wrong at all. 50 and
wow.
Crazy. You're crazy for a hot divorced mom.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, we hope you come back.